Did you hear, Don? New England has been invaded.
What? By whom, Yael? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the great earthworm invasion of the northeastern region of the United States, of course.
Of course. Now, what are you really talking about?
I really am talking about earthworms. 16 earthworm species inhabit the soil of New England forests, and none of them is native. They're mostly from Europe, with a few from Asia.
Okay, and this matters why?
Because earthworms affect the composition of the soil, and they may also play a key role in climate change.
Climate change?
Sure. Above ground, trees absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and use it to grow leaves and wood, right?
Right.
But lots of carbon dioxide is stored in soil, too. Now, as you probably know, as earthworms eat and excrete, they affect how minerals and nutrients are distributed in soil, including carbon dioxide. Especially when earthworms first invade an area, they release lots of CO2 into the atmosphere. But earthworms also eat minerals and organic matter, and when they poop, they produce a sort of mixture of the two called an aggregate. And over time, these aggregates may form a barrier that keeps microorganisms out and keeps CO2 trapped in the soil.
So it sounds like earthworms may both contribute to climate change and also help slow it down.
Exactly. Now scientists are trying to figure out if, when it comes to climate change, earthworms are heroes or villains.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.